You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
Should government be focusing its attentions on getting a little bit of extra cash to the jams they're just about managing, or should they focus not on the state of anyone's bank balances, but instead on their well-being? An international conference is being staged at the London School of Economics today, which will focus on how you measure well-being and whether that should indeed be a goal for governments right around the world. We're joined by the professor... by the distinguished economist, Professor Lord Richard Layard, who is director of the Wellbeing Programme at the LSE and is hosting the conference. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We start where this conversation has been for a long time. Yes, we'd all like to focus on well-being, but what is it?
Well, we define well-being as whether a person is satisfied with their life. And I think that's a very good way of doing it, because that is giving them the opportunity, the democratic opportunity, of judging their own life. And we're saying that the job of politicians is to enable people to lead lives that they themselves find satisfying.
It's not the same as happiness, then?
Well, it includes whatever a person feels they need to lead a good life. That's our judgment.
There's been some academic research that suggests that people say they're not happy when they're new parents. They're exhausted, you know, they don't get enough sleep and they feel pressured and stressed. And yet it is very satisfying to them later to look back on their parenthood of young children. So in a sense, it's quite hard to measure, isn't it?
No, I think we can measure exactly that, and a great deal of evidence in support of what you just said. And in fact, I mean, what is striking, you know, this is a very long-standing objective, isn't it, going back to the 18th century Enlightenment. What is new now is that we've got a whole body of knowledge about what makes people happy and what makes them miserable. For example, we know that if you look at people in misery, there are four times more people in misery due to depression or anxiety disorders as due to poverty. That puts a rather different perspective on the problems facing our country, because obviously we should be doing something about poverty, but we should obviously be doing an awful lot about the millions of people with clinical depression, anxiety disorders, who are not getting any of the modern evidence-based psychological therapies which can make them better.
Evidence-based is important, isn't it? So you are arguing that you should set well-being as a goal, you should measure it, and what, that government should effectively report back a sort of state of the union, state of the national well-being, and saying this is what we have done to increase people's well-being.
Well, it should be deeper than that. Every time a government department is wondering how to spend its money, it should think, how can we best do it in terms of well-being, and look at the well-being benefits for each pound that they spend.
You've given us one example, which is mental health. Would you go as far, and this is quite controversial, as saying, well, people are happier when they're together, not necessarily married, but in some form of stable relationship? Government should actively try to promote that.
We should, absolutely. We should have schools teaching children the skills of life, which include the skills of making good relationships. And I think it's incredible that life skills is not a central part of the school curriculum, just like English and maths. In fact, if you want to predict whether a child is going to turn into a satisfied adult, the best predictor is not the GCSE scores at all. It's the emotional health of the child. So the schools have got to stop moving towards being exam factories, and they've got to become schools of life.
Now, you've told us that mental health, in a sense, matters more to people's well-being than poverty, but there were quite significant books written recently, weren't there, that suggested inequality was critical to whether, as a society, we felt good about ourselves, we had a sense of well-being.
I think the critical thing is how people relate to each other and whether they respect each other. In a society like the Scandinavian countries, where people are brought up to respect each other rather than to try and feel different from each other, you then have, as one of the results, a more equality of income. But the crucial thing is that people are brought up to respect each other and help each other. We need to have a more giving culture where people, according to the movement that I co-chair, Action for Happiness, people are pledging themselves to try to lead their lives so as to create more happiness in the world around them and less misery. That's what everybody should be doing, including our children.
Professor Lord Richard Layard, thank you very much indeed. That conference at the LSE today.
Thank you.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.